KX93.5 and Friday morning. Good Friday morning. Normally you'd hear the wonderful tones of Caroline in the room. Her beautiful voice telling you it's time for Caroline's Cause Corner. Caroline not here today, but we are fortunate to still have her. We've actually set up her chair as if she was here today. We're talking to Rob Davis. Rob Davis has a company called Communities for Cause. Communities for Cause. If I'm not explaining this right, you just jump on in. It's a mobile app you put on your phone, and you can donate to causes of your choice through merchants that are responsible for these, for getting that donation to them.
You were yep. close.
Wow, okay, yeah.
You did a good job.
Well, first of all, welcome, Rob. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, what exactly is this? Where did I mess up?
No, you didn't mess up. Communities Cause is a free mobile app. Okay. That allows the supporters to use it with local merchants and support the causes that they care about the most.
Okay.
And the way that it, in short, works is right. You, as an example, can right. download the app, select your cause that you want. Say it's your high school that you graduated from. Then you select a local merchant
right.
that you shop with. You register the transaction, meaning you put the amount that you spent, photograph the receipt, hit submit, and it's done. You've just directed a certain percentage to your cause.
So okay. I like Habitats for Humanity. Let's say that. I donate anyway.
Yes.
So if I go to I'm just using these as examples. Let's say Gelson's Supermarket donates to Habitats for Humanity when I spend money there.
Yes, if they're merchants that signed up with us.
Okay.
So as an example, there are local merchants. As an example, we have Chili's that are down all over the place. We've
right.
got Wingstops. We've got Selma's. We've got pizza places. You name it.
Right.
And you just register transactions with the merchants that signed up with us.
Excellent. And then the charity sees that donation win.
Oh, yeah. Well, they see it. We write checks every quarter.
Okay.
So we just wrote, I think, 167 checks to local causes.
Wow.
Here, that's all local. For right. schools, elementary schools, high schools. Habitat, I think 93.5 got a check, a small check. Somebody liked you out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. I love the idea of that. A lot of times, I think donating is tough for people a lot of times because it's inconvenient. There's no convenience to the donation. You know, this, you can't get more convenient. This is where you shop. This is where you spend your money.
Yes, and the good thing, the great thing about the app is that it allows you, the supporter, to direct. So you're directing where that merchant should send that money.
Right.
So as an example, you like Habitat for Humanity.
Right.
I'm assuming Habitat for Humanity OC, Orange County, right?
Right.
Chris Biocchi, nice, super nice guy.
Right.
If you do that, what you can do is you're actually supporting them, and we are extremely passive revenue for Habitat. So it requires no work for them to raise money at all.
Right.
And you, as a supporter, have the ability to direct that money, and you're not spending more money. You're not donating more money. The merchant actually is doing it.
Right. Right. Now, how do you contact the merchants? If I'm a merchant,
mm-hmm.
am I getting a phone call from you? Am I getting a letter to be involved? How does the merchant become involved in this?
Well, the merchants actually apply with us because we're relatively selective about the merchants that we want on board with us,
okay.
meaning we want legitimate.
right.
Legitimate. We're not looking for some types of businesses.
Right.
But the reality of it is local businesses, especially brick and mortar, I want to give them, the merchants, brick and mortar merchants, the ability to combat, like, say, e-commerce. We do not do any e-commerce, and we stay away from that because we want to support the local communities.
Wow, that's excellent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that may be the best thing about this right here. That's wonderful to hear that.
Well, everybody talks about, well, that's a win-win situation, when, in fact, from my perspective, it's a win-win-win, that we have wins for the supporters.
Right.
They have the ability to support the cause without spending extra money. It's a win for the merchants. They're going to gain your business. You
right.
as a supporter,
right.
they're going to get, and they have the tax deduction and the give back ability to say that they're doing that from a marketing perspective. And then it's a win for the nonprofits.
Right.
It's a win for them because it's extremely passive revenue that doesn't require any work from them. All they need to do is do a quick shout out, and their people will follow.
If I download the app, is there a place where I can see a list of all the merchants? Is there a listing?
Yes. So in the app, so you can download the app on either iTunes or Google Play.
Let's quickly say what is the app?
The app is called Communities for Cause.
Okay.
You could look it up that way, or CFC.
Okay.
And you could also get a look at what we do at mycfc.com.
Okay. Okay.
But on the app, when you open the app, it's location driven to your device where you're here. So you just go into, say, food and drink, and it will show all the merchants that are signed up with us.
Right.
We also have another directory that shows every merchant that's not signed up with us. As an example, Gelson's.
Right.
So you can put your vote in for Gelson's to become part of merchants with CFC.
Excellent. And just on a side note, Gelson's is not signed up with you guys?
They're not.
You guess what I'm doing when I'm going, as soon as we get off the air. Guess what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you're Laguna Beach, so the local stores here are like, no, put me up there. Vote for me.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. And the how many different, can I do as many as I want, for instance, as many charities as I want?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you have in the cause directory, you have the ability to find any nonprofit you want in the United States. So you can direct money to the Red Cross, say in Houston, if there was an issue down there again with regard to the storms.
Right.
Or you can support Laguna Beach High School. You can pick any one of those.
Right.
It's like in the cause directory, and then there's My Causes, which is like a playlist like on iTunes.
Right.
And so you can have 15 or 50 different causes that you want to flip between.
Right. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Rob Davis. Rob Davis has Communities for Cause. It's a mobile app that you download. It's free. And we've spoken to a lot of people in the studio, and this is as good as it gets. This is really as good as it gets. You go to a local merchant, you spend a little money there, and then you direct on your app, on your phone,
yes,
where that money goes.
Yes, you do.
All right. How many merchants are we looking at now that you've got currently?
I think we've got about 1,200 merchants here just in Orange County.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. So just about anywhere I go and I spend money, there's a cause somewhere.
Well, it's not just the cause, but the merchants that are supporting you.
Right.
Yeah. They're all over the place. We've got them in, say, Newport. We've got them in Laguna. We've got them in Laguna Niguel. We've got them in Irvine, Mission Viejo. So wherever you go here in Orange County, there are more merchants.
A logistical question. How are you contacting these merchants?
They contact us directly. What they're doing is they're applying with us, and then we go through it. Because what they need to do is they need to pay up, meaning they have to pay that percentage. So if they are going to direct, say, 5%, well, all of those little transactions that occurred, they owe that money to all of those nonprofits.
Right.
But they don't have to write the checks. That's what we do.
Right. This is so much easier than the old days.
Well, it's so much easier. You go against, say, Amazon Smile as an example. Everybody raves about that, but it's 0.5% of your expenditure actually goes to your nonprofit. These local guys are putting out 5, 10, 15, 20. I think Chili's is doing 15%.
Those are numbers right there.
Those are huge numbers.
Yeah.
So when you spend, as an example, if you were to spend a subtotal of $100 at Chili's,
they're
giving 15 bucks toward your nonprofit, the high school that you wanted.
Right. Whereas Amazon Smile, and I find this incredible, is giving 0.5 cent at that point.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a difference.
It's like 50 cents on that $100 you just spent.
Right. Right.
And it's like, I almost just cussed. It's like, how the blank does that add up, you know?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't. It's disappointing for the supporters, and then it's disappointing for the causes, because the cause is like expecting a large chunk when, in fact, they are getting a check for $38.
Right. You know? Right. And agreed. That makes no sense at all. Now, animal causes, are there a lot of animal nonprofits that we can get involved with?
There are over 1.2 million nonprofits in the U.S. I think here in Orange County, we've got a reptile rescue.
Right.
There's a German Shepherd rescue.
Right.
There's a lot out there.
Okay.
ASPCA.
So, yeah. I belong to something off, I don't know if this is on your grid or not, but it's the Frosted Faces Foundation. We foster and adopt only older dogs.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Older dogs, they get passed up all the time in the shelters and stuff. And you know, obviously you see a cute puppy and an older dog, more than likely people will take that cute. But the older dogs are fantastic. So the Frosted Faces Foundation fosters and adopts older dogs. I would love to see something. Yeah, that's something I would absolutely want on the app. And so I'm going to hook the Gelsons and the Frosted Faces people up today.
That was a nice plug.
How was that for you?
No, on that, yeah, if you are a registered 501c3, you're already on our platform.
All right.
So you can already download.
I'm downloading the app today, as soon as we get off.
You know I'm going to force you to do that.
I'll be right here. I hope I have the storage space on my phone.
You can download it, look for it, you'd select your cause, and then you'd find local merchants to go do business with. And you raise money for the cause that you care about the most.
Fantastic. Again, Rob Davis, Communities for Cause. Give us all the information again on how we can find you and download the app.
You can go to website is mycfc.com. You can also look us up on iTunes or Google Play. either CFC or Communities for Cause. And we're also on Facebook for Communities for Cause and Instagram, Communities for Cause.
Rob, it was fantastic meeting you.
No, thank you so much for having me.
You do fine work.
Yep.
Thank you.
And I can support your station also.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Anything else you'd like to say before we...
Nope. Just download and go spend and have fun.
Oh, I dig you, man. Great talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Davis, Communities for Cause. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.